When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Mr. Zarin Burnett.
What's up, Elizabeth Dutton?
You know it's ridiculous.
I do, actually. For instance, daylight savings time kills people.
Kills people?
Yeah. I mean, like, that doesn't, like, strangle them in their sleep, but daylight savings time is responsible for a spike in deaths, specifically heart attacks. On the Monday after daylight savings time, people who report to hospitals with a heart attack goes up by almost 25%.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Just a change in time, and we're very sensitive creatures, and we don't really recognize that. So people get stressed, and all of a sudden, or they get, you know, their body is unsorted out, if you will, and
sure,
they get a heart attack. Boom.
My goodness.
Yeah.
COD.
Yeah, also just the shock of waking
COD
up early, I guess.
PDT.
TBD.
A-OK. BRB. That's crazy.
Right?
That is ridiculous.
Literally just 1 hour of time change causes people to, you know, have heart attacks, we'll say.
Okay. That's bonkers.
Yeah. We are very light sensitive.
You know what else is ridiculous?
No, hit me with it.
Singing so poorly that you get pinched for disturbing the peace.
That sounds like something that could happen to me.
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It is always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. Are you a good singer, Zarin?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am a smooth voice baritone.
You go all in on your singing.
I do. I like to sing even though I do it abysmally.
I know, but I love that you're just like there for it.
No, I think that my real, like, I'd say, if you say that I had a singing style, it's gusto.
You're going to love the dude I'm going to tell you about today.
Nice. He sounds like one of my people.
Oh, yeah. Completely. I'm a terrible singer, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say that about you.
I sing for comic effect.
That's not terrible in my book.
But, like, I like to do what I call the junior high talent show singing.
Where you have to give me an example?
You have to put one finger to your ear, mm-hmm. like you're harmonizing in the studio.
Total R&B singer.
In the studs.
R&B diva.
Totally. And you have to kind of elide over all the words because you're not 100% sure what the words are. and then a whiny tone.
I'm going to need an example.
No. No.
Fair enough.
It only works in person.
We are in person.
Well, there's people listening. There are strangers listening. The other thing with junior high talent show singing is that if possible, you put your index finger into one ear, and then with the other hand, you have to hold a pen.
Why
as your
pen?
Microphone.
Oh, of course.
And you use your pinky and your ring finger, you tap it to keep time, kind of like Whitney Houston would do. You know,
yeah,
there's a whole thing around
it. Sounds kind of personal.
Maybe.
Yeah. Is this something you do like in front of a mirror?
No. I never did a talent show.
Never once? Never competed?
Because you know what? People got to pay for my talent.
Oh, yeah. So if you're good at something, never do it for free.
Right. Like my celebrity impressions.
Right.
So anyway, back to singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hit you. It's really incredible to be in the presence of someone who has good pipes, right?
Oh, yeah. If you can actually sing, if you're like your Otis Redding's best friend, you're stoked.
Oh, completely. Do you remember how on American Idol, people got really into the first couple of weeks because it was all the really crap singers?
Yeah, I have a lot of musician friends, and that was their absolute favorite thing to do, is to gather together and watch those episodes just dying
at
how bad people could sing. And I, you know, as a bad singer, I wouldn't defend them, but I wasn't nearly as entertained as they were.
Right, but I mean, like, people who go all in on bad singing.
Yeah.
Ridiculous hero.
My people.
Right. I want to tell you a story about bad singing. Took place in Lumberton, North Carolina.
Oh, word?
In 1872.
Wow. Did not expect that.
Not contemporary. Have you ever been to Lumberton?
No, not that I'm aware of. My father could probably possibly correct that, but...
I'm sure he's been there.
Oh, he's definitely has. Yeah. He may have taken me through, and I just do not know.
Probably.
We did a lot of traveling.
You may not have,
like, you know.
You might not have noticed. It's kind of a small town in the grand scheme of things. 20,000 people say.
Yeah, and I'm imagining it's in like the hill country with the pines, since it's Lumberton.
It's that kind of liminal space between the coast in Carolina and the Piedmont region.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like piney woods, but there's swamps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the Lumber River.
Okay.
Lumber because they would transport lumber on it. But actually, I think that maybe they named it. I'll get into this.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a big town for that area.
Like, what are we talking?
20,000 some people.
Okay.
But you know, for most other places, you think, oh, it's tiny, and whatever. It's.
Now, I grew up in a small town of 50,000 people, so 20,000 people we would have laughed at.
Right. So, in the late 1700s, early 1800s, it was a big draw for a lot of people. Both white and free families of color from Virginia moved to Lumberton.
Oh, interesting.
And again, it's probably because of the Lumber River. The lumber goes through North Carolina, crosses the state line into South Carolina, because Lumberton's like just above the state line.
Okay.
And then becomes the Little PD River.
Mm-hmm.
And that's P-E-E-D-E-E, not P period, D period. And then the Little PD flows into the regular PD and then goes down to Georgetown, South Carolina.
Okay.
So that's that sort of waterway up to get supply, that indigo out, lumber out, whatever. Lumber to build bad stuff. I don't know. And in Lumberton, a high proportion of the population identifies as Lumbee Indian.
And the Lumbee Indian, that's not really a big, widely known population. Who are the Lumbee Indians?
Well, you know, this is the thing, is that they are a recognized Native American tribe by both the state of North Carolina and federally.
Okay, cool.
But they don't get federal benefits because there's no known treaty between the Lumbee and the U.S. government.
So they never dealt with the U.S. government. And then now over time, the U.S. government eventually said, okay, we recognize you, but you are a sovereign nation inside of America?
Well, they were never defeated in a war, never removed from their land.
Never sold their land.
There's no treaty established with them. But they're a pretty significant portion of the population. They also, there's some overlay and bleed in from like, Iroquois in New York came down in before settlers arrived. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a back and forth, and there's sort of a beef between the New York Iroquois and the faction in North Carolina.
That's interesting. The New York Iroquois, I wonder if they had some historic, like, you know, family lineage that they remember. And, you know.
Well, the language is the same. And so,
yeah, that's what I would imagine then it must be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting, you've got this really fascinating place. Mm-hmm. During the Civil War, Lumberton had resistance fighters working against
the Confederacy,
for the Union. And they just wanted to, like, disrupt Confederate stuff. Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, they're attacking supply lines and mm-hmm. boats going down the lumber.
Oh, but also just, like, holdings. Like, they went after the elite. And there was this one gang who was already established and, like, stealing livestock and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was, like, their gig.
Nice. Cattle rustlers.
Exactly. And then during the war, they went political. And they really rose up against the white elites. And it was like, poor whites, people of color, free or otherwise, joined together in this insurgency to take down plantations and stuff.
So it's like Fred Hampton's dreamed of the Rainbow Coalition bond. And then they just went like completely ham on the power.
Completely. So this, I'm telling you all of this, not just because it's fascinating, but to kind of help you understand where we are in Lumberton, it's this really interesting place. So while it's small and it's pretty rural, I would say very rural, but people there don't think of Lumberton itself as rural.
And they got a real strong spirit of defiance.
Completely.
Yeah, I'm into
completely.
This.
And so it's a little bit more mysterious and interesting because of the swampy nature.
Oh,
whatever.
Yes.
So the war ends. Spoiler. And then Reconstruction began.
Okay.
And that's where we find ourselves. So I want you to imagine it. Mm-hmm. Lumberton, North Carolina in 1872.
Can you smell the Reconstruction?
It's a quiet Sunday morning, walking down the street. You pass a simple wooden building. It's the Methodist Church in town. The windows are open. You can hear the words of the pastor. And then, now, I don't know what you're not in church. I don't want to ask, you know, at this time, I don't think that's a very popular thing to not be in church on a Sunday morning. However, you hear the pastor announce to the congregation the hymn they're going to sing. They begin singing. It is absolutely horrible. It is unholy. It's terrifying. I want you to stop. Let's listen to some ads to cleanse the palate. And then I'm going to tell you exactly what was happening inside that little church.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to need some explanations.
You are. Springtime is all about fresh air and fresh starts. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. With the days getting longer and the weather warming up, we're out and about a lot more. And that applies to criminals, too. I don't have to worry because Simply Safe blankets my whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. And there are indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over my property day and night. It's not just cameras. Simply Safe has professional monitoring agents who keep watch on your home when you aren't there. Agents can stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and the police are on their way. Sounds great, right? There's no contract, and they offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So trying Simply Safe is risk-free. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
So when we left off, you were walking down the street in 1872 in Lumberton, North Carolina.
Yep, cutting church. I'm on my way. It's a Sunday. I'm cruising around. People are going, what's he doing out? I'm like, what are you doing out?
Exactly. Turning around on them. You heard Sunday services coming from this Methodist church. You stopped to listen. Mm-hmm. I do want to say on a side note, there's a really good chance, since this was a Methodist church in the 1800s, that there was no piano accompaniment or organ or anything. I've been trying to figure out, if that's the case, did they have musical instruments? It was hard trying to figure out if this was a particular, I don't know, denomination, sect of of the Methodist Church. But a lot of them didn't use instruments. For once in my life, I'm going to try and be historically accurate.
let's hear it.
I don't think I can do it. I'm going to go with my default of making things up. So let's pretend you're walking down and you hear the preacher. Mm-hmm. And then you hear a Casio keyboard with the samba beat start up. You're shocked. You're like, once you get over this anachronistic detail, how is there electricity?
Who got D batteries?
Where did that keyboard come from? Is it made of wood? What's going on here? And why is Time Traveling Zarin playing it?
A brother got to eat. I need gig.
Can you imagine, like, you walk by this church in 1872 Lumberton and you look in the window and there's you, blue, dreadlocked, Zarin, like just hammering away at a Casio keyboard and people are terrified. They're just soiling themselves.
Yes, I can't imagine that.
I like imagining that. All right, so let's work through that. Deep breath. You hear the singing start.
Mm-hmm.
So amid the quiet tones of the congregants rises a beast.
Okay.
And that man's voice is like no other. It is loud. It is out of time. It is out of tune.
It's me?
It very well could be you. No, what you're hearing is the distinctive, non-dulcet tones of William Linkaw.
My man, William Linkaw. What's up, Billy?
William Linkaw, born in Prussia in the early 1800s. At some point, he makes his way to North Carolina. How, why, who knows?
I'm thinking a boat.
I think he flew on a Casio keyboard. He rode a Casio keyboard like a surfboard across the Atlantic.
Like Zuckerberg, just above the water.
Mm-hmm. And he had like white face paint on like Zuckerberg. And he was a cyborg. So he gets to North Carolina and he takes a young bride, works as a tailor. They churn out bunch of kids.
As one does.
Yeah, that's the custom of the day.
It's all needlework.
He was super, super religious. Deeply, powerfully religious. And the way that he expressed that devotion was through the gift of song.
But you said he sings terribly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he doesn't care about the gift he's offering the Lord?
No. All you can say is his way of worshiping is like vigorous.
Ah, a man of gusto. I recognize this.
He sings at an absolute deafening volume.
Mm-hmm.
kind of like someone I know.
Someone else in this room.
Someone else in this room. So everyone else is, you know, just like normal volume. And he is voice immodulation disorder, mm-hmm. like so loud, full throated. Like yeah. he's just all in on it.
From the diaphragm.
He sings all the notes in all the keys. Mm-hmm. So like there's no discernible tune.
In all the keys.
He's just all over the map with this. And this is my favorite thing about him. He keeps singing after it's so after the song is over.
What does that mean? Like he's just making up new
well,
words?
Well, because he's not
just
like,
repeats? Like
well, like he's not singing along with everyone else. Like this it reminds me of in my work, people have birthdays, as mm-hmm. happens in humanity.
Oh, yes.
And then there
this.
Are like Zoom meetings mm-hmm. where people then, you know, because of the pandemic, people are apart. So they sing happy birthday to each other mm-hmm. on Zoom. And no one is singing at the same time. And it's like this crazy cacophony.
Why is no one singing at the same time?
It delays.
Oh, okay.
Technologically or mentally, I don't know. There's just like, so it's all over the place. And that's kind of how I think of Linkaw, so that people are singing and then they get to the end of the song and he's still got about four bars left. So he's just going for it.
And now I'm done.
And like yeah. everyone's just sitting there silently side-eyeing him. So he keeps time for no tune, no man, mm-hmm. you know, he's just...
No gods, no masters.
So he's, in his mind, he's serving the Lord. This is the best way he knows how.
I respect it.
Don't hide your light under a bushel.
No.
If he thinks it's bringing him closer to God and it's the best he can do, then hey, there it is.
He's live, laugh, sing.
Live, laugh, la caterwaul. Sing like nobody's listening. Are you okay over there?
Yes, we had like a total mind meld there.
We did.
Like,
we did.
I like live, laugh, le caterwaul. That's nice.
Thank you. It's L apostrophe caterwaul.
Yeah, le caterwaul.
Le caterwaul. But he thinks that like he can do this and so should you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, just sing, let it out. Don't, no rules.
Lift up your heart
just
and sing.
Vibes. Yeah, lift up your heart and sing. Make a joyful noise. Preacher, though, is getting complaints.
From who?
Everybody.
I thought they all sang badly.
No, just him.
Oh, he's the one.
No, everyone else sings like an absolute angel.
So when I'm walking past that church.
Sitting on an orchid somewhere.
I'm only hearing the one dude's voice overtaking all the rest
yes,
of them. I
yes.
thought they were all singing
no.
poorly and he was just the worst,
no,
most
I
egregious
wish.
Example.
No, that would be amazing. No, it's everyone singing like peacefully, perfectly, mm-hmm. you know, your typical church singing.
Oh, yeah.
And then he comes like stomping in on his like vocal moon boots on everybody.
Dude, down in Los Angeles and visiting my mother, I went to her church and there was a woman who was two rows behind me who was doing pretty much what you're describing. And I got to watch people in real time be like looking around. I'm like, I just kind of like, forgive her. What? We're in church.
Right?
Forgive her. You know,
there,
what?
But don't you think that like most church congregations or most religious congregations in which there is singing to be had?
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone.
Depends. I mean, like where I grew up, people wouldn't do that just out of like, you know, their own self-protection. Where she
yeah.
was like, I don't care. I'm singing the way I want to because me and the Lord are together right now. And I was like, oh, wow. But I was into it because she was feeling it.
You're
and
right.
Now, everyone else was like shooting like cold eye stares. And I'm like,
judge not.
In a church.
Yeah, judge not.
Anyway.
Exactly. Well, I can remember growing up, there were kids who would sort of just kind of drift in and out of it. Little kids who mm-hmm. weren't worried about peer pressure
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, totally.
You know, your 3 and 4 year olds mm-hmm. who, I love that.
Totally.
I like anyone acting up somewhere like where yeah. it's not hurting anybody. Anyway.
Anyone who's fully engaged.
Yeah, I love full engagement. So the preacher's getting complaints. There's a significant portion of the congregation that finds it absolutely hilarious.
Oh, sure.
Like they're just cracking up. I would be one of those
yes.
people. And I would be encouraging him. No, go on. Hey, can we get William like a solo on this next one? Because, ooh, my spirit. When I think of what his singing is like, I think of that recording of Enrique Iglesias singing at a concert and the mic picked up his actual singing and not the pre-recorded track that the audience was getting.
Oh, really? I don't remember this.
Oh, my God. Okay. Search on YouTube. Enrique Iglesias live fail rhythm divine.
Oh, man.
And I promise you, You will never hear that. Well, first of all, we don't hear that song as much as we used to have to, but
it's true.
If you, it's the best thing. And that's how I imagine Linkaw. So check it out. That's my modern day Linkaw and my idea. Anyway, so some people find it hilarious. There's a whole other group that finds it so appalling that they have to take action. They convince the preacher to stop singing in the services altogether.
The they're preacher, like, so that way Linkaw can't?
Yeah, they're like, guess like, what?
If you don't sing, bro, we're
good. Nobody's singing now. He just reads the words to the hymn.
Okay.
He's basically reading a psalm. And they're like, don't, nobody sing this. I'm just going to read it. No joyful noise.
Not even any like Rex Harrison, My Fair Lady talk singing?
No, none. None. And so the congregation, though, they don't like that because...
Of course, they want to lift up their hearts.
Right. They've got the spirit. They need the tunes. So the singing starts up again, and Linkaw's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to orally assault my fellow man. Just ram it into him. After one really solemn and moving sermon, mm-hmm. a leading member of the church gets up, walks over to Linkaw. Now, luckily, I was able to find a transcription of their conversation.
Oh, this is so rare from 1872. Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great research.
Thanks so much. So he walks up, psst, buddy. Linkaw's like, yeah? Hey, listen, what the preacher just said was pretty heavy. Totally. He's like, oh, you get it. Cool. And then Linkaw starts to breathe in. No, wait, draw your brakes there, Willie. What do you mean? He says, well, when you sing, it makes people, and Willie says, joyful and bathed in the love of Christ. Not exactly, the other guy says. Well, what then? Well, most of these folks laugh loud a lot. Like I said, the preacher's sermon, really serious. And Willie's like, yeah, you know, it was. Well, Widow Martin over there, she's quietly sobbing. Yikes, says Willie. Oh, that totally sucks.
Poor Widow Martin.
Now, this is, again, word for word.
Yeah, no, total transcription.
Yeah. Well, he's like, so maybe you could go ahead and not sing this one. You know, just sit it out. And Willie's like, you know what, dude? You know I sing for the Lord. And they're just having this staring contest. The guy's like, well, this time the Lord wants you to put a cork in it. He just told me. So Linkaw is like, all right, point taken. Doesn't sing on that one. Everyone's overjoyed. They're like singing along. They just had this really moving sermon. They just watched this conversation happen. And one of them happened to have a transcription machine that was came with the Casio keyboard. And so she's like reading it back to the congregation. It was an amazing sight.
It sounds like moving.
It was. And it really, I don't know why we don't have a movie of that yet. But so he gets it. He realizes, don't do this. And that's going to come in later. So uh-huh. keep that in mind, that at one point he's able to be talked out of it.
A Christmas miracle.
Yeah. But the next time, Linkaw's like, I'm all in, baby. Starts singing.
I gave you your one.
And after that, the presiding elder in the church, he's like, guess what? I'm not preaching anymore. If you're going to do this, you're going to make a mess of this. I'm not doing it. Wouldn't preach.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would Jesus say?
He would say, ah. Yeah. So.
Someone hasn't seen Jesus Christ Superstar.
So they're like, yeah, they gather everybody up. And they tell him to dress like they're in Jesus Christ Superstar. And he's a tailor. He makes the outfits for everybody.
So they call this long white fringe.
Yeah, so much fringe at this point. So the pastor, the church leaders, they meet with Linkaw. They call him in and they confront him about this, tell him to pipe it down again.
It's like really, on a Monday, they're like, hey, you got to come by the church.
They're like, hey, could you just stop by? Like, you know, just I got a little something to, you know, work on with you. And mm-hmm. he thinks, oh, great. You know, we're going to build the Easter display. And he goes.
Choir tryouts.
The finals for choir tryouts. Come on, Willie. So he goes down there like, you know what? Pipe down. Actually, pipe off. Turn it off.
Pipe off.
That was a really popular phrase then. You're causing a disturbance, they tell him. You know, you're ruining the worship for everybody. And Linkaw's response. Now, I do have a direct quote from this. And mm-hmm. I'm going to do as Aaron. And I quote, I will worship my God, and that as part of my worship, it is my duty to sing.
Don't get in the way of the man's duty.
No. So I really want to stop for 1 second and wonder what his wife and kids made of this.
Oh, he's married. I was always picturing this.
I said.
I know you may have said.
You don't listen.
No, but I was picturing him always as like, not like a confirmed bachelor, but I mean like the guy in town who's like, he's never going to be married.
Well, that's the behavior of like this like loose cannon. With,
yeah.
But he's got a wife and a bunch of kids.
Wow.
So imagine, what is the wife doing?
But I know what the kids are doing because my mother can't sing.
Is she? My mom says that when my brother and I were little and she would try and sing us like bedtime song or like, mm-hmm. you know, lullabies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're like, the songs for the sleep. They're called lullabies, guys. My brother, she's so tone deaf and my brother and I would say, please stop.
That tender moment when your children look up to you and say, Mommy, please stop singing. Put to their little hands on your mouth to close it.
Shh, mother.
Mom.
I don't have any memory of that, but also I was like super young, apparently. So I apologize to her for how
on
rude.
Brand.
And my mom's like, well, you know, that's why I stopped singing to you. But yeah, the kids, was the wife deaf? Were the kids... Were they all bad singers?
Were they proud of his love of God?
You know, I would imagine that they...
Maybe they're all devout.
What if they all just had, like, they were absolute songbirds. Like, they just had beautiful voices. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
And that, and yet they also know, like, how important it is to him and how pious he is.
So they never sing?
Let her rip.
Have at it, Pop.
They're like, this pony wants to run. Just open up, baby.
Hang on.
I digress, as usual. So how can you argue against his need to sing in order to feed his soul, really?
Obviously, clearly, I cannot.
Link Hogg keeps singing. He just keeps. And it splits the congregation again. Hilarious versus irritated.
But are there any defenders who are like, the brother is feeling the Lord.
Not
you know,
really.
You guys are speaking in voices. He's speaking in whatever that is.
No. So the indignant worshipers, they'd had enough. They go to the law.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take it anymore.
They go to the law?
Yeah. He gets indicted for disturbing a religious congregation, and it goes to trial in the spring term.
It goes to trial?
Of the Robeson County Superior Court, 1873.
Wow.
So when we get back from these beautiful ads, dulcet tones, I'm going to tell you about what happened in court.
Please.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
All right, so when we left off, William Linklaw of Lumberton, North Carolina.
My man, Billy Linklaw.
Billy Links. He'd been charged with disturbing the peace due to horrendous singing. So he goes to trial over this. Judge Daniel L. Russell.
Now, I have to interrupt for a second.
No.
Do we know if he represented himself in court?
He did not. He got himself a lawyer.
Good for him. Because I was just wondering. It seemed like kind of possibly a chance where he went
to a guy and said, suit up, put on your best seersucker. We're going to court.
We're doing this.
Come on, man.
We're fighting for the song.
Exactly. So Daniel L. Russell is the judge presiding over the trial. He later becomes the 49th governor of North Carolina.
Oh, I was going to say 48th.
Totally unrelated to this incident.
Okay.
And at the trial, the state calls a ton of witnesses.
Mm-hmm. They have
Stop
plenty.
Stop for a second.
A whole church load.
Think about how ridiculous it is for this to be at trial. How little do they have going on that they'll spend an entire, you know, it's like they're not going to make him plead out. They're not going to.
Oh, yeah. That the judge didn't just dismiss it on offhand.
Like, right. No.
Like, what? No. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
I am a busy person.
It goes to trial. So one of the witnesses called by the state is a fellow congregant.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecutor says to the witness, well, explain what his singing sounds like.
Do you need a demonstration?
This is why I'm so irritated that court TV didn't exist in 1873.
Just this?
That, does no one think of me, what I need in my life? I need the following scene in my life. And it's you can only read about it. I need mm-hmm. to hear it. So the witness says the only way I can convey it is to imitate it. So on the stand.
That old legal practice. You want to hear a song?
Went a little bit something like this. He's on the stand, he or she. It's mm-hmm. never specified. They just say the witness.
Okay.
So gender neutral witness.
It'd be great if it was his wife.
Oh my God.
Like, plot twist. Don't put this in the court record. She's but like, I will do the song.
She's got like a potato bag over her head so that she can't be identified. She's like garbling her voice.
A fake mustache and a monocle. She's standing there in her house dress.
He's like, that gentleman looks oddly like my sweet Eliza. I don't know what his wife's name was. Anywho, so says he has to, the witness says, I have to imitate it. And then totally lets loose on what is recorded as being a very close rendition of the way that he croons. All hell breaks loose in the courtroom. People lose it. The entire place is dying laughing, doubled over.
Poor Linklaw. He's sitting there while everybody is laughing at an imitation of him.
The entire gallery, oh, right? All the lawyers, his own included. The jury. This is a jury trial, by the way, not a bench trial.
You look over at your lawyers laughing.
What was the voir dire like in this jury trial as they're selecting the jury? They're like, so, hey, can you sing us a couple bars? Like, so everyone's doubled over. Like, people can't breathe. They're just like, hold on a second, no, stop. They're cracking up. And it was determined that, yeah, that's a disturbance. That is a complete disturbance. And then the issue becomes, well, did he intend to disturb? Did he know he was disturbing people?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so remember when he's convinced not to sing that time.
I think I like to say it was agreeing out of the kindness of his heart and the solemnity of the moment. But sure, we can go with your phrase.
It shows he knows, like, yes, I am he's got control. Disturbing, you know, the yeah. mayonnaise out of this place. And so he's capable of not singing when necessary
mm-hmm.
and when asked on a one-off.
Yes.
Was it intentional all the other times then? I mean, whatever.
Well, so it's kind of the question of, does he mistake the salt for sugar or did he just one time put it in and one time remember not to put it in?
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah.
I think he doesn't know the difference between salt and sugar in this case. And he's just thinking, it's white, it's crystal-y. What's different about what you're doing and what I'm doing?
Yeah, that could be. That could be. So they get all these other witnesses to come forward. They're all talking about how disruptive it is, and it is a disturbance of the peace. But there are also witnesses that come forward, and they're like, you know, he's a really strict member of this church. He has, one of them said he had exemplary deportment.
Thank you.
Just like you. And so, and just like,
I was saying thank you on his behalf. You know, I'm representing
him. You channel him a lot.
Well, I feel for him.
Yeah. So he, I know you do. He really cares about, he means so well.
Yeah.
And he's dead serious about it. So it's not like he's some clown just looking to cause trouble.
Exactly.
And acting up. The boy couldn't help it. He had to hit him up.
Can't help him.
He had to hit him up Prussian style. So Linkaw comes up to testify. And he begs the jury to think of it this way. He says, if I didn't intend to disturb anyone, then I must not be guilty.
It's pretty fair.
Right?
Wonder what his speaking voice was like. I wonder if he was like all talking like this or just like, you know.
I like to imagine that he got up and said, if I didn't want to disturb anybody. Like, he's just quiet and meek and like really precise.
He's got a mouse voice.
Like, if I didn't want to disturb anybody, like really precise elocution, and then he's like, "End the menu." Oh, I wonder if dogs howled when he said it. So he's like, "Look, dude, if I didn't want to disturb anyone, then I'm not guilty." The judge is like, "Ooh, big nope. I'm gonna stop you right there, Mr. Linkaw."
What's up, Mr. Judge?
The judge says, he turns and tells the jury, "Listen, intent had nothing to do with it." And
debatable.
He says,
it's not murder we're talking about here.
Intent or not, the question is whether his act of singing was disturbing to others. So did it disturb the congregation, yes or no? Not did he mean to.
So then their opinion of the disturbance is the only measure of a disturbance.
I suppose.
He's saying. He's like, if they got disturbed, they were disturbed.
Right. Okay. Which I guess is a good measure.
Yeah, but that's like the measure for violence, which is like, I have the right to swing my fist right up till it hits your nose. And then it's like, okay, my right ends.
Yeah.
But him singing is a little different. He can't like, you know, like swing his voice in a way that doesn't hit noses.
True.
I'm mixing my
metaphor
a lot.
Well, if he stayed
lot,
home,
but, you know.
If he stayed home and minded his own and caterwauled in his own walls, the judge says, okay, under these parameters, the evidence is clear that he did, that he's guilty.
I'd say forgive him.
And the judge is like, and I quote,
lay it on me.
It's a general principle that every man is presumed to have intended the necessary consequences of his own acts.
This doesn't even make sense.
I do not agree with that.
That doesn't make even a lick of sense.
And this guy goes on to become governor.
That every man is presumed to have intended the necessary. I mean, what the hell?
How many times do we see people do stuff where we do in our own life where we don't know how things, what the consequences are going to be?
Or act out of emotion before you can act out of reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then you rationalize mm-hmm. what you did. Well, you know, I have to understand why I did that.
I think we've determined that the judge was a sociopath.
He was a governor. So
no slander intended. It's a joke, people. I don't want his estate coming after me. So the judge, shocker, finds Linkaw guilty of the misdemeanor of disturbing a religious congregation. And as a punishment, he levied a fine against him.
Oh, man. How much did he hit him with?
$4 million. And in today's money, no.
Like, was it like, you know, you got to like work at the lumber yard or like.
He fined him one penny. So it's largely symbolic.
So they just wanted to embarrass my dude?
Yeah, totally. And make him run up his court fees, I guess, because he
has
legal.
Yeah, totally.
But that's not where this story ends.
I hope it ends with him being elected to governor.
It ends with him winning American Idol. Did you know he was the first winner of American Idol?
No, Linkaw? He's William Linkong.
William Linkong. He appeals the decision.
Okay.
Because he's no fool. And his
I'm
case.
Taking it as highest court in the land.
His case makes it to the North Carolina Supreme Court.
He literally does make it to the highest court
in
the land.
State Supreme Court.
Okay.
They review the case and the evidence and they determine that, let me read to you the end of their decision.
Is this a quote?
This is a quote.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for you. I do it all for you in your quotes. It was not contended by the state upon the evidence that he had any intention or purpose to disturb the congregation. But on the contrary, it was admitted that he was conscientiously taking part in the religious services. This admission by the state puts an end to the prosecution. It is true, as said by His Honor, that a man is generally presumed to intend the consequences of his acts. But here the presumption is rebutted by a fact admitted by the state. It would seem that the defendant is a proper subject for the discipline of his church, but not for the discipline of the courts.
Thank you. Separation of church and state, son.
Right? This church needs to handle their own business and not go crying to
exactly.
the law.
Exactly. Or you know what they could do? Forgive him. I'm just going to keep saying it.
That would be amazing. Yeah, but I mean, it's like handle your business in your own house.
But isn't this why Jesus gave you all those rules or whatever? Is because of the moments when you don't want to, when you don't get what you want, when you don't want, like, you know, you're, somebody's singing, you're like, oh, I wish he would stop. You're like, you know what? I need to be better. I should turn the other cheek. I should forgive him. Like all the messages are literally about those moments. I mean,
totally.
In usually much grander terms of violence and suffering, but you know.
I think that time-traveling Zarin should go give a sermon about this at the church.
God, give me my time machine back.
Right? And then just like be like, you know what? I think we've all learned a lesson here today, people. And then you launch into them. Meanwhile, they're just like.
Then they run me out of town.
Yeah. We're both going to put a pin in that one. So I don't know what happened to William Linkaw after that. I don't know if he found a new church.
This was his one wild moment where he made the news?
Yeah. I don't think he wanted to.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, just saying, like, this was in his life, this boiled down to the recorded event.
Yeah. Well, and from what I could find in all the records, that's is it. You know, there's some like census appearances by him. And then he lived out the rest of his days right there in Lumberton.
So he got celebrated today.
Yeah. Well, he gets celebrated all over the world. The stories told.
Are you surreal?
No, 100%.
Okay.
I am both real and surreal.
Thank you. I meant to say for real and I said so real.
I am so real right now.
So real.
The wire service for this article and the information on it gets sent all over the world. It's printed in papers all across the United States. So this guy's name.
What did the Mark Twain write about him? How did everybody want to?
If you look. In the archives of newspapers at the time, it's all over the United States.
He's a global phenomenon for this one thing.
Europe. They reprinted the story in Europe. They ran a story about it in New Zealand.
So everybody must have
at the time.
These William Linkaws in their lives.
I guess. Or they're just like, look at these wacky guys.
Or they're just like, oh, those Americans.
This one guy, yeah. But no, everyone loves this story. And legal journals at the time, they reprinted the case because it was just like the most ridiculous court case.
I
like,
gotcha.
Look at this. And then in some of the journals, to add to the ridiculousness, they published poems about the case. I love that. I think it's so awesome how poems were like a part of everyday life back then.
Yeah. Like, you know, let me write a poem about that.
Oh, yeah. And they'd be in the paper and people memorized poems. People wrote their own poems. We need that again. Well, not really. I don't want to hear that. So the poems. And then for decades up into today, these modern times, well, us right here, but also, I'd say every like 20, 30 years, someone writes an article in a newspaper about, you know, what the most ridiculous court case was and tells
the
story.
Oh, is this like a legal academic thing that just keeps getting kicked around because everybody...
Yeah, but it's in like regular, like daily papers of just, you know, you want to hear a wacky story, it's filler.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that he made it all the way through.
You know who I can imagine telling the heck out of this story?
Not me, apparently.
Paul Harvey. And page two, you remember that guy?
Yes.
Because he would always surprise you. You'd be like, wait, whoa. And that guy turned out to be Dwight D. Eisenhower. And you're like, oh, man, you got me again, Paul Harvey.
I would like to hear Steve Harvey tell it. Apparently, you want to hear anyone but me tell it. Well,
no, I didn't
mean
it like that. I just thought.
So if
we're talking about other people telling the story.
Thank you for telling that story. Let me tell you who would have told it better.
Really well.
You know who would have been better? Anybody. Thanks. Thanks so much. You know what? Why don't you take a little bit of your own advice
and
be nice to people.
I was thinking of like legal scholars and journalists telling the story. And I was like, you know who'd be a great journalist to tell this story is Paul Harvey. Because
not a clown like this gal.
I didn't mean it like that.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. I'm funny to you like a clown.
I'm going
to
make you laugh.
Get me my baseball bat. So the thing, like, it's weird crimes in courts, whatever, that other people can tell far better than I just did. No worries. No worries, bro. Now tell me, expert, what's your ridiculous takeaway here?
That you think that more people should be writing poems.
A, more people should write poems. B, no, they shouldn't. Point, counterpoint. I'm just going to argue with myself about this. I really long for the days when poetry was important, but oh, hot biscuits. I do not want to hear anyone's poems right now. I want someone to come up to me and tell me they wrote a poem about something and I can say, stop, this is not the time for that. And that will just be all the time.
That's a very poetic moment.
Yeah. I think that my feelings about this would best be expressed in song.
Are you going to? Please.
I think that there's two ridiculous elements at play here. Mm-hmm. Someone sings so badly. I love that ridiculousness. Yes. But also that someone gets charged for singing so badly.
I mean, this time, I grew up in a town where a lady got charged for snoring so loudly. Her neighbors called the police, right? And people made fun of us. They were on the Daily Show. They interviewed the cop and everything. It was embarrassing. But this totally tops that.
I think that that's maybe she's his descendant.
Possibly.
Her, just like a spiritual descendant. I think it's really important that we remember that every single person, you know, we find connection and purpose and meaning in different ways. And like our beliefs are our own. You know, you may be like part of a group that believes all the same thing, but at the end of the day, it's just you and whomever you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always saying, like, as long as you're not hurting anyone, I don't care what you do. Yeah. But then we have to define hurting, like how, I don't know.
Yeah, is his sonic attack qualify as pain or suffering?
And is he interrupting other people's opportunity to be connected to something larger?
At that time, any of them would want a solemn communion with the Lord, and he was making that impossible.
I think they should have just kicked him out.
I don't understand.
Been like, this isn't the place for you. Go find
this
another.
This isn't the place for you. A church. This isn't the place for you.
Be like, put your finger up to his lips. Shh. No. This isn't the place for you.
These doors are always open except for to you. Sorry, William. Maybe try the Baptists. They can't sing for anything.
No way. He would not make it in any other church. He has to start his own church, maybe. The Church of the Wild. I think, and then it's just him and a bunch of wolves just like yowling all over the countryside.
He could have found one of them snake handler churches. I don't think they have like real high requirements on what you do inside that building.
But I say, like, you know what? Don't take it to the law. Just kick them out. Start your own church of beds. I'm in favor of people just being kicked out. That's all I have to say on the matter.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay
here. Why don't you go find someone else to tell you this is the rest of it?
Page two.
The
rest of the story.
Well, you can find us online, you, the collective you, at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. And if you have a tip for us about a ridiculous crime that you want to hear about, or if you want to confess to a ridiculous crime, you can email us at ridiculouscrime. I really wish we had an AOL account for that. It'd be so good. Alta Vista. But no, ridiculouscrime@gmail.com.
We could get one at yourmom.com. I still have an
email.
Are
you just trying to insult me over and over again?
No.
Why don't we get one at your mom?
I used to have an email.
Shut up, she can't sing.
At yourmom.com, and it was just the best because it was so dumb. People are like, are you for real right now? I was like, yes, I'm surreal right now.
It's so real, surreal. All right, I can't do anymore. So I want everyone to tune in next time when Zarin tells stories that only Zarin can tell them.
I swear to God. I'm just going to sing the next song, the whole thing. I'm singing the whole damn thing.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, produced and edited by internationally renowned liturgical dance sensation Dave Kustin. Research is by noted songbird Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Fugitive Choir Boys Thomas Lee and Travis Dutton. Executive producers are pipe organist Ben Bolin and handbell choir conductor Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try HealthAid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.